about it, so I thought I'd just come out and check it out, see what's happening, you know. So I mean, I've heard, like, we've gotten emails about literal crime notice alerts about what's happening at these frats, and I mean, obviously, it's not right, and I mean, the university has to do something to change it, and I mean, yeah, coming out here, and I think what everyone's doing is great, and to see so many students out here.
I mean, honestly, I'm just, like, really disgusted by, like, the things that happened and the fact that it happened twice, like, two nights in a row, and I am really disgusted by some of the things that I've heard people say about he's a good guy, we don't know it's true, it's just a rumor, things like that. It's just really gross. I really thought we were past it. I am sad to see so many people like that on my campus, and I'm really happy that so many people came out, but like, something needs to be done because it's just heartbreaking.
Those were the voices of Weinberg freshman Sophie Ann Rahali and communication sophomore Alexis Diaz Waterman, who on September 26th were part of the demonstrations that took place outside of the Alpha Epsilon Pi and Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity houses, the latest of student-led action against Greek life on Northwestern's campus. Over the weekend of September 24th and the 25th, Northwestern police received multiple reports of druggings from individuals who attended gatherings at the A-Pi and SAE houses. The crime notices cited the addresses of the incidents, but neither notice identified the fraternities by name. That weekend, a red and black graphic asking students to bring signs and wear black to support survivors Sunday night made its rounds on social media, a task headed up by event organizer and Medill sophomore Maggie Sullivan.
Yeah, so the main motivator behind organizing the protest was catharsis. I think the amount of intense things that were happening were all coinciding, even just on like a basic individual level, was overwhelming. And so having that space was necessary, in particular because the university was not going to provide one. I knew that there needed to be something beyond that. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter in particular wanting to have some sort of in-person action or protest. And so I organized it with the help of a few people who have more experience in this organizing abolitionist space than I, got their advice, and went from there.
In the wake of other campus movements such as NUCNC and SolarNU, Northwestern University is grappling with the demands for change from its community. As students held signs that read, "The system is broken, abolish Greek life," and "Protect survivors," the events that unfolded that night not only garnered attention from local and national media outlets, but is also part of a larger conversation surrounding Greek life culture and accountability.
I think we have to be acting on the assumption that a survivor is in every room. And that is because, of course, there are many survivors who do not trust the system because of its carceral nature. And there are a lot of people who don't find any validation in that system. And we need to listen to them and not focus our energy around the perpetrators, and rather focus on creating supportive community.
Sometimes the best way we can come together is through silence. So let us hear the deafening silence and show how we all come together in this room, please. Abolition is not an end, it is the beginning!
As students transition back to in-person learning and many never having stepped foot on campus, freshmen Elliot Hansen and Justice Gardner share their thoughts.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't really matter like who was like the perpetrator, like who was the person who actually committed the act. It's just the fact that, like, you know, those parties, that culture just facilitates like a dangerous situation for everyone. So it's like, if we want a safer community, we need to show up to things like this.
What actions would you like Northwestern to take, specifically with what happened, and hopefully for this not to happen in the future?
I mean, honestly, I feel like they should certainly dismantle, like, SAE, like, the IFCs. I hadn't even heard about it until today, so I'm glad that I'm, like, learning more. But I think that just, like, those institutions that Northwestern clearly is still supporting, they need to, you know, put their foot down.
And I think the students that were involved do need to be punished to the fullest extent of the law, according to what they did. I think, you know, we should take it more seriously than what they're saying, which is, you know, they were allegedly, you know, drugged without consent. Like, you know, there's obviously more behind that than just being drugged without consent. Like, there's an aftermath that could have happened, and, you know, attempted rape could be one of those things. Like,
effective immediately, all social and recruiting activities at fraternities in the IFC are prohibited through at least October 17th, subject to change as the investigation continues. On October 1st, an email was sent to students outlining the several actions the university has undertaken to, quote, protect the health, safety, and well-being of our community, end quote. Personal outreach and support from student affairs for each student who reported these incidents, as well as the addition of walk-in appointments for counseling and psychological services, were some of the actions listed. But as the investigation remains open, this continues to be a developing story.
We have seen in so many ways over the last year and a half, and of course beyond that, but specifically in the last year and a half, how the practices that are upholding these Greek life organizations are not only discriminatory, not only classist, and playing into all of these existing forms of bigotry, but also like actively harmful towards current students in ways that are very tangible, and that we let that fall by the wayside and instead tout like public facing philanthropy and other initiatives. And yeah, we just can't let them off the hook.
Reporting live from Evanston, Illinois, this is Maria Jimena Aragon, WNUR News.